Rabbi Akiva Eiger has a tshuva in Chelek Aleph Sim Kaf Dalad about a Cholesh Yish Bo Sakana, a person who was very ill and needed to eat on Yom Kippur. And they were having a private minyan in this person's home. And the question came up, Yom Kippur morning, could they give him an Aliyah LaTorah, even though he wasn't fasting? And Rabbi Akiva Eiger paskened that he could receive an Aliyah LaTorah, because the laning on Yom Kippur morning is nothing to do with the fast day. It's Mishum Kedushat Hayom. Just like on Yom Tov you lane and call up 5 people, on Shabbat you lane and call up 7 people. So on Yom Kippur, you lane and you call up 6 people. And irrespective of whether a person's fasting or not, they can receive an Aliyah LaTorah. Then the question came up at Mincha time, and there he was Masupak. He was uncertain. Was the laning at Mincha the equivalent of a Shabbat afternoon laning, in which case it's because of Kedushat Hayom, the sanctity of the day, and therefore a person who's not fasting can be called up? Or is it the equivalent of a Tanit Sibor laning, albeit a different text? Usually we lane via Chal Moshe on a Tanit Sibor in the afternoon, but on Yom Kippur we'll lane the Parshat Arayot. But it's because of the Tanit Sibor, and therefore, a person who's not fasting can't be called up. And he leaves this as tzarichiyun. He doesn't give an answer. He says he's not sure about whether the person could be called up in that situation. Rav Soloveitchik addresses this question also in Sefer Hararei Kedem, Chelek Aleph Siman Samach. And he says this question of Rabbi Akiva Eiger is reflected by a machloket between the Mechabe and the Rama in Siman Taf Reish Kaf Bet, as to whether or not after the Haftarah at Mincha on Yom Kippur, you say the fourth of the Brachot, Al HaTorah V'Al HaAvodah. On a Tanit Sibur, one doesn't. The Mechaber paskens that on Yom Kippur you do say it, whereas the Ramah paskens, this is the Minhag of Ashkenazim, that you don't say it on Yom Kippur afternoon. So the Mechaber presumably holds that the Kriyat HaTorah in the afternoon of Yom Kippur is because of Kedushat Hayom, and therefore one says the Bracha V'Al HaTorah V'Al HaVodah, which mentions, of course, the Kedushat Hayom, whereas the Rama holds that it's because it's a fast day that you're laning, and therefore you don't say the Bracha V'Al HaTorah V'Al HaVodah. And in actual fact, I saw somewhere, I believe in the name of Rav Soloveitchik, but I haven't been able to put my finger on it, that he says also this is reflected by different minhagim as to what trop is used for the laning at Mincha on Yom Kippur. Do you use the regular trop because it's just a regular laning, or do you use the Yamim Noraim trop because it's Kedushat Hayom laning? According to the Mechaber, one would use the Yamim Noraim trop, as according to the Rama, one would use the regular trop. In any event, Rav Soloveitchik went further and said that there's really a very fundamental difference of opinion here as to what the nature is of the laning on Yom Kippur afternoon. Meaning it's not just, are we laning because of Kedushat Hayom, or are we laning because it's a Tanit Sibur, but there's even a discussion about what is the nature of this laning, meaning that on a Tanit Sibur, the reason why we lane at Mincha is because of Tochacha, is to give rebuke to the people. That's the nature of the Kriyat HaTorah, and certainly the nature of the Haftarah on a Tanit Sibur. So the question is, what's the nature of the laning on Yom Kippur afternoon? He says, is it a Kiyum of Talmud Torah, which is the type of laning that you usually have because of Kedushat Hayom, or is it a laning because of Tochacha, of rebuke for the people? And he says this is actually a machloket in the Rishonim with regard to why we lane Parashat Arayot at Mincha on Yom Kippur. According to Rashi and Tosfot in Masechet Megillah, the reason why we lane the Parasha of the Arayot, the prohibited marriages, on Yom Kippur afternoon is because it might be that somebody has got one of these Aveirot, is practicing one of these Aveirot, is in a prohibited relationship, and therefore hearing this laned on the holiest of days is going to jolt them into leaving that relationship, and therefore the purpose of the laning is because of Tochacha, a form of rebuke. But Tosot in Megillah brings a medrash that says the reason why we lane the Arayot on Yom Kippur afternoon. It's a remez, it's a hint to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that just as the Jewish people aren't allowed to uncover nakedness, so likewise HaKadosh Baruch Hu shouldn't uncover the nakedness of the Jewish people by exposing their sins, and he should therefore forgive them. And if that's the case, it's because of Kedushat Hayom, because of the sanctity of the day that we lay in this. So this discussion of Rabbi Akiva Eger about whether or not we can call up the person who's not fasting is really part of a much more fundamental discussion about the very, very nature of the Kriyat HaTorah on Yom Kippur afternoon and why we choose the particular passage that we have chosen. Interestingly, in the Machzor Masoret HaRav, it brings down in a note that Rav Soloveitchik's own practice was in accordance with the Yeshiva in Volozhin, that on Yom Kippur, to follow the ruling of the Mechaber and to say the fourth bracha for the Haftarah, but the general Ashkenazi practice is not like that. Ad kan.